Angels in the Flesh by Sherry Schreiner. Part 1. The Battle of Good and Evil. It never stops. A perpetual war from the time you were born. Never mind the war has gone on for thousands of years behind the scenes in a realm we cannot see. It has always been a war, and it is always been a war for your soul, and yet few people understand the depths of it, fewer realize their own role in it. A concept once understood, it has been buried during the church age. Knowledge once taken for granted by our Hebrew forefathers, now vehemently protested against by the church age false prophets put in place and influenced to keep the people of the Lord dumbed down and clueless. What is it they don't want you to know? Have we ever really grasped the concept of the spiritual realm that operates around us? And who we are? Let's start at the basics. Spirits are not only souls, but a name for angels, for example. Zechariah 6:5 And the angel answered and said unto me, These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. We know them through the book of Enoch as Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael. Revelation 1:4 John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Revelation 3:1 And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Revelation 4:5 And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 5:6 And I beheld, and, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. These spirits are angels. Lucifer also has his own spirits, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Revelation 16:14. These are literal people who work with and for him. And we were admonished by the Apostle John, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. This is something the Lord showed me recently when I was doing a word search on the term spirits. It all started unraveling before my eyes as he opened my eyes to reveal more of this truth to me. He has been showing me this truth over the past several months through various ways, but when it started jumping out at me again during the study on spirits in the scriptures recently, I knew it was time to reveal it. The Bible mentions various types of spirits, familiar spirits, unclean spirits, Matthew 10:1, evil spirits, Matthew 8:16, seducing spirits, 1 Timothy 4:1, angel spirits, Hebrews 1:7, and ministering spirits. Devils are also referred to as spirits, Matthew 8:16, and people are referred to as spirits, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, 1 Peter 3:19. Yahuwah is the father of all spirits, the creator. Numbers 16:22 And they fell upon their faces, and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh. Numbers 27:16 Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh. Hebrews 12:9 Furthermore we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence, shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? A spirit is a human soul that has left the body. It also is another name for angels. Angels don't have flesh bodies. However, they can appear in human form when necessary and still be spirits. When Jesus arose from the dead, he was a spirit, yet he mingled with the apostles and others for 40 days before he ascended into heaven. He had a body that looked human, it just wasn't one made of flesh. Angels have appeared to humans such as Abraham, Lot, and the scriptures say we can entertain angels and be unaware of it. Although they look human, can eat and drink like humans, they are not human bodies and they have supernatural capabilities. It is Yahuwah who created and creates spirits. When angels rebel against him, they become fallen angels and lose their first estate, which is called heaven. Heaven is where the angels reside or have access to. It is their home. When they rebel against the Most High, they are kicked out and must make their home somewhere else until they are judged for their rebellion. Some are judged right away, others are allowed to wait until the end of the age for their judgment. As humans, we have souls which are our spirits, they are one in the same, they never die, however they live in a flesh body that does. The body will die, but the spirit or soul will live on forever. A human is not immortal, but a spirit is. According to Strong's dictionary, a soul is a living, breathing being with life in the blood. It is a person himself or herself, the inner being of that person, their mind, emotions, it is what makes you, you. It is also your spirit. Strong says a spirit is the power by which the human being feels, thinks, decides, the vital principle by which the body is animated, the soul. The spirit and the soul are the same thing. Put inside of flesh, they become what we call a human, what the Lord refers to as mankind. The Lord never refers to his creation as humans, but mankind. Man made in his kind of image. Mankind. Human is a pagan term for the sun god. Therefore, mankind are spirits and angels placed in flesh, or what most call human bodies. What most people don't realize is that there are good spirits and angels of God put in flesh bodies, and there are bad spirits and angels of Lucifer placed in flesh bodies. Have we all existed before as spirits or angels and then placed into a fleshly body? Or are we a new creation put in a flesh body? I think either one can happen. Those born from above are Yahuwah's. Which means, not all are born from above. Only those with his spirit can be redeemed, those born from above. John 3:3 Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:7 Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. In the Greek this should have been translated born from above and not born again. In the Strong's the term born again means from above, from a higher place, of things which come from heaven or God, from the first, from the beginning, from the very first, and anew, over again. In other words, it should read, except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and ye must be born from above. The Apostle Peter says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Those from Yahuwah and redeemed in him are those that are born from above by incorruptible seed. Which means, there are those walking among us today, who cannot be redeemed, because they were sent here by Lucifer himself and of corruptible seed. In other words, they are of his lineage or they are one of his spirits, angels, placed in a human body to do his will. You have to remember Lucifer mimics and copies everything Yahuwah does, and Yahuwah allows it to serve his own purposes. It explains how some people can be inherently wicked and evil and think nothing of it. They do not have a consciousness of the Most High or of the things of heaven, or of good things. Evil and wickedness is what rules them. They are from the underworld to begin with. They are from their father, the devil. Some are sent by Lucifer directly for a specific purpose or reason. In the Hebrew Masoretic text, the name of Saul itself means underworld, borrowed. There are many sent by him who aren't named the name of Saul directly, but it is interesting that the one dominant Saul of our time is Saul of Tarsus, who changed his name to Paul to hide his identity. This whole understanding of spirits clears up and confirms even more what people believe as my most controversial teachings, the serpent seed line offspring and the satanic infiltration of Saul Paul Satan into the church. I love how the Lord works, he always brings things back into a circle. A piece here, a piece there, then back again with more pieces to fit into the puzzle. In my article entitled The Serpent Seed Line Edomite Jews and the Sons of Cain, I talked about the two different groups of people throughout the Bible and our past, present, and future. Those who are elected to grace, while the other is elected for wrath and destruction. These are two specific groups with two specific elections, and only they can hold these elections, no one else is like them. Are all those born into a specific family seed line corruptible or incorruptible? No. Although it may sound like it means just that, it does not mean that all. That would be like saying all those born into a cursed seed line are doomed for hell and all those born into Yahuwah's chosen seed line are awarded heaven. There are three major aspects that come into play at all times in regarding all things. The choices Yahuwah makes, the choices Lucifer makes, and the individual choices we make. Esau was born of a good seed line, but he chose to go the way of the wicked. Just as those born of cursed seed lines can choose to go the way of the righteous. Do we choose or are we chosen ahead of time to do exactly what we do? Yahuwah knows the end from the beginning, and he knows those who are his and those who are not, because he knows exactly what is going to happen. And he places his chosen vessels of honor anywhere he wants to, good or bad seed line. And Lucifer will do the same thing, except his vessels are of dishonor. In other words, Yahuwah can and does place his chosen vessels of honor throughout the offspring of his children and of Lucifer's. And Lucifer does the same thing. We have the children of Israel, the children of Cain, and the Gentile nations who are judged in how they treat the children of Israel. Can they be redeemed? Yes, if they adopt Yahuwah as their Most High God and accept and receive His salvation and they are born from above, they are one of His spirits to begin with. Remember, His spirits are everywhere, placed in all nations, but those of His must choose Him of their own free will. Being a spirit from above doesn't ensure salvation, you must choose Him. What I have been led to believe based on scripture is that there are three major seed lines of people in this world today. Those directly of Yah, those directly of Satan, and Gentiles, the other nations inbred and created from hybrid offspring from the other two lines and carried out throughout the centuries. There are many nations of people considered as Gentiles back in the earlier days, those who were not Israelite, and not all of those lines were purposeful offspring from Lucifer either. They are hybrid races, mixtures from both lines and whose continuity just grew and spread out throughout the ages. It is these nations who are judged at the end of the tribulation period in how they treated the Israelites, Yahuwah's chosen seed line. Most people don't realize that we are Israel. We didn't replace Israel, we are Israel. There were 14 tribes spread out among the earth. The Jews in rule in Israel today are not real Jews, refer to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. On this earth, there is a perpetual war between the children of Father, the Most High, and the children of Lucifer. Lucifer can corrupt Yahuwah's people and Yahuwah can call out those he placed in Lucifer's offspring, leading them to salvation. Lucifer can place his spirit in people, just as Yahuwah does. We saw what happened to Judas who betrayed Jesus, Yahushua, born of corruptible seed, did not I call 12 of you and one of you is a devil? And we've been having to deal with Saul, born of corruptible seed, and how he has infiltrated and destroyed the churches and Christianity with false doctrines as a servant from Satan. There are many brought to this earth for specific reasons. To fulfill certain roles and assignments, both for Yahuwah and Lucifer. Yahuwah told the prophet Jeremiah he knew him before he was born. Because he sent Jeremiah here with a specific role to fulfill. In fact, many of his people were chosen ahead of time to come here when they did to fulfill a specific purpose. They were begotten from above and then sent here on earth to live in flesh bodies. Those who choose to serve Satan do so because he is their father. The Antichrist and false prophet will be those sent of him to do his will on earth. They are borrowed from the underworld and put here in human flesh to fulfill these roles. Once you realize how it is, then some of you can stop thinking of how mean the Lord is for causing the false prophet and Antichrist to be born just to burn in the lake of fire later. They were of Satan to begin with and unredeemable. When they were born, his spirit was placed inside them, not Yahuwah's. And these people don't want redeemed, they hate the Most High as much as their father the devil does. Do not pity these haters of Yahuwah, rather pray for their judgment. Lucifer's spirits placed in these people are the same angels who rebelled against the Most High during Lucifer's rebellion in the previous civilization, now coming back to Earth to help him do it again. The Church is soft on evil. They may as well lay a pillow out and welcome mat for those who do evil. Why? Because they misinterpret scriptures. Yahushua called Satan seed fools and vipers, to be cast into the lake of fire. He didn't mince words with them or feign love toward them. He knew what and who they were. And he made a distinction between Satan's seed and those who were redeemable, even with the Gentiles. He offered his salvation to the Gentiles, he will not cast aside anyone who seeks him. But he knows the born from below serpent seeds will never seek his redemption, and it was those he spoke against openly during his ministry here. Born from below. Angels who rebelled against the Most High in the past and reborn through human flesh to serve Lucifer's purposes again, this time as humans. Born from above. Angels who love the Most High and are sent down here to be reborn through human flesh to serve his purposes and fulfill a calling for him as humans. There are people, begotten from the beginning as angels to fulfill certain roles on earth as humans. Are all people born today begotten from the beginning and actually at one time served as angels in heaven? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think there are certain people he has sent down here on purpose to fulfill a certain role, and when they die, they went or go back up to be with him. This is a truth that is part of the ancient wisdom and mysteries that mankind once knew. Yahuwah told me there are many things in the scriptures that we have been blinded to. Angels in human flesh. Good and bad angels with roles to play in these last days. It is a war between God and Satan, between heaven and hell. Yahuwah is revealing to some of his people their former names and even ranks in heaven. So is Lucifer. He is gathering his own people together for the final onslaught against Yahuwah's chosen. So this information is going to start coming out, and just because the churches ignore it doesn't mean it is not true. It means they are doing their usual job of suppressing the truth. The whores of Babylon. Lucifer doesn't want Yahuwah's people to seek him to know if they are an angel in flesh with a specific calling and purpose. He wants them to stay ignorant of who and what they are so they don't fulfill it. Seek the Lord, the Most High, for the truth, to confirm or reject what I am saying himself. Don't allow Lucifer to keep you in division, anger, and bickering with your brethren just so you stay in the dark. Yahuwah has revealed this truth to me and has many more things to reveal to me if there is time. If I have time. Be diligent and seek him in all things and ask him every day to reveal the truth to you in all things. The war is on. Many of Satan's know who they are. Many of Yahuwah's know who they are. Yahuwah's army seeks to build and edify him, to preach and teach his truth and prepare his people for what is ahead. They are good shepherds and take care of his flock and serve him. Satan seeks to destroy Yahuwah's people, to fleece them and hold them in bondage to false doctrines, guile, and witchcraft and idolatry. Test the spirits angels in human flesh, whether they be of God. Seek him. He who denies Jesus Christ, Yahushua came in the flesh, and died on the cross for the redemption of mankind, is an antichrist. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Revelation 2:17. For those who hold steadfast to the faith, even unto death, they will be given a new name in heaven. In the Strong's, a name can signify one's rank and authority, it can also describe their works and interests. This is your new name as a heavenly being. The former things of earth over time will be forgotten. From what we do know of heaven now and those in it, they are spirits, angels who serve the Most High day and night. There is no time there. They just serve him continually with whatever rank and assignment they are given. And since our awards are based on our works and faithfulness to him, then it stands to reason those in heaven now could have at one time been in our own shoes. Perhaps not all, but maybe so. What if previous civilizations on earth were themselves cycles of a beginning and an end, a beginning and an end? Beings were created by Yahuwah to live here, and through each cycle the same war imposed on them all, a war of good and evil. All beings are created with free will. Even angels can use their free will to abandon heaven and Yahuwah. He holds no one a prisoner. Earth is much older than most suspect. Recreated and replenished after cycles of creations. The Lord said, I am going to reveal a mystery which means a truth we haven't known before. But it's funny because I have had these thoughts for years now. And now he's bringing them back up and expounding on them more as I write this. Let's go back to the previous civilization, which was really, another cycle here on planet Earth. There were many cities, Atlantis and Lemuria were just two of them. The most intriguing are the long-neck ancient Egyptians. And then there were some on the other side of the world we have little knowledge of, if any. They lived much like we do, except they were far more advanced. They could travel to the other planets, which also had cities on them. Interplanetary trade was common, much like we have with importing and exporting here among our nations. They were miners but of gold and crystal and precious stones and metals. Their atmosphere was different, probably not half as polluted and toxic as ours is now. This was a civilization of spirits. Just as ours is. Lucifer ruled over them, he had a seat on all the planets. Was it a visible rulership? Or did he work behind the scenes then, as he does now? He has always worked through our governments and churches to lead the people by the chain in how he wanted them to go. They follow his dictates without realizing it is his drumbeat they are marching to. Did that happen in the previous civilization as well? We have always considered the previous civilization as an angelic civilization with Lucifer ruling over them. Well, guess what? We are an angelic civilization with Lucifer ruling over us. As before, once he takes visible control and demands to be worshipped as God, death and destruction and judgment will be right around the corner. Because of the high-tech aircraft available to all during the previous civilization, 2/3 of them who lived under his rule were able to escape. That is a lot of angels that got away from his rule of thumb and blasphemy. Our scripture indicates he led a rebellion of 1/3 of the angels against the Most High. It was these who joined his rebellion who were kicked out of the good graces of the Most High. Many were imprisoned in the hollow planets they rebelled from. Lucifer was allowed to escape imprisonment with many of his fellow angels involved with the rebellion. What was the rebellion? Lucifer wanted to be like God. So through those who worked with him, they implemented their own greed to be like God by trying to create their own beings and animals. He wanted to be a creator and create his own civilization to be the Lord of. This rebellion was something that took place over time, many years, perhaps hundreds, maybe even thousands. We don't know. What we do know is that it wasn't something we imagine from the spiritual pictures given us in our churches. Most of us have an Ezekiel 38 view of Lucifer's rebellion. Where he gathers an army and literally tries to go up against the Most High to unseat him. I have always felt that the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 described more of the rebellion at the end of the millennial reign of Christ that will take place rather than being a similar passage of the war in Joel 2 which leads to Armageddon. But then that's me. We tend to believe what we do because we have been spoon-fed by the churches that Lucifer's rebellion was something that happened quickly and was quickly put down and stopped by the Most High. That is because we didn't or don't understand the depth and extent of Lucifer's rebellion. Where did the angels go that escaped Lucifer's rule and ultimately Yahuwah's judgment on the planets involved? Did the Most High provide other places for them to live, or did he open up heaven for them and allow them go there to live? This angelic creation didn't have the limits placed on them like we do being spirits placed in a body of flesh. Well, we don't know if he allowed them to go and find new planets to inhabit, but I know he allowed many of them, if not all of them, to go to heaven to live. There were angels at that time instrumental in leading a rebellion against Lucifer's rebellion of the Most High. They were the ones who alerted the others as to what was going on and planned and implemented an escape from the planets before Yahuwah judged and destroyed those on them living under Lucifer's blasphemous rule. These are things that the Lord has revealed to me, and so I'm just writing the things he has told me. As time passed, and the Most High had destroyed Lucifer's reign of power and those he ruled over, and the planets involved, he recreated and replenished the earth with new angelic beings, but this time he placed the spirit in bodies of human flesh that resembled what he himself looked like. Humans are merely angels in flesh bodies. And this time, the Most High would allow Lucifer to openly war against him for the souls of these very beings. Lucifer's initial rebellion resulted in 1/3 of Yahuwah's angels to rebel against him. In these last days, it will be much higher. In fact, the tables will turn and it seems only 1/3 or less will be the ones who actually remain faithful to the Most High this time. Some of these very angels, who led the rebellion against Lucifer, begged the Most High to be sent here on earth to be born in bodies of flesh to do it once again in this creation's last days. These are the ones, born from above with a specific purpose and calling on their lives for the last days. The ones who stand up and openly war against Lucifer and his forces, they did it before and they are doing it again now as the prophetic time clock ticks for his arrival on earth and visible rule through the man we call the Antichrist. Most of these angels sent from heaven to be born as humans are not born with the remembrance of having been in heaven. Over time the Most High will reveal it to them as they seek him and walk with him. They know they are here for a reason, they just don't know what. Most are targeted from the time they are born and Lucifer, knowing who they are, will try and kill and destroy them when they are children, or throughout their lives and these angel people can't figure out why they are such targets and why things seem to happen to them unlike most people. They are here to fulfill Yahuwah's purposes in the last days. Yahuwah told me I begged him to let me come down here for the last days. That I made a promise and oath to him that if he let me come down here I would become one of Lucifer's biggest enemies. He has told me my mission has been accomplished. I have spent my entire life at odds and at war against the evil realm of the supernatural. Against Lucifer. He sent his generals to kill me when I was a child, I learned spiritual warfare and cast them into the abyss. I have 10 websites exposing his plans, strategies, tactics, and general mayhem as he uses governments, religion and his own forces to infiltrate and destroy our planet. I run discussion lists and a weekly radio program to inform and teach Yahuwah's people about the past, present, and future. I have published one book incorporating the articles on my websites to make it easier to read all at once, and have several others on the back burner simply because if I want to publish them my way I have to publish them myself and I don't have the funds to publish them. I have started and created a network of Yahuwah's people to make and plant a weapon we call Argon that will and is protecting them from the attacks of our government and Lucifer's forces we call aliens. I have spent my life in service to the Most High in one way or another while others spend theirs criticizing and hating me. Serving the Most High means having to put up and with and tolerating those who claim they love him yet don't know him at all. He can't lead them out of their errors because they want to stay in them. They put their trust and faith in man and head knowledge never learning how to seek him and be filled with heart knowledge of the Most High. An outcast, a soldier in the wilderness, there are many of us like this. In these last days Yahuwah is leading these people together. In these last days, Lucifer's own toy, the Internet, has become an instrumental source in those begotten by Yahuwah and sent here for the last days to find each other. The Lord is raising his people up to do battle against the evil and wickedness of the New World Order and Lucifer's other pet projects to destroy and enslave the souls of mankind. As those begotten for these last days come to the knowledge of who they are, there is no stopping them. They will stand and fight fearlessly against Lucifer under the protection of the Most High or support those who do. And when their missions are completed, their protection will be lifted, and they will leave Earth and go back home. I once heard that the Lord sent his best for last. If so, what are you doing for him today and where are you in the mix? Are you helping in keeping his people united and focused on the Most High and preparing them for these last days or fighting against those who are because they are not a part of your denomination or group? Or are you so far gone in the wants and cares of this world that you simply don't care about the things that mean the most to the Most High? If you love this world and the things in it then you are of this world. Those of Yahuwah seek him and the things from above. Lucifer uses division and hatred among Yahuwah's people to keep them divided and of no threat to him. If you are one of the Lord's and you know you are, stand alone if you have to. Just stand up and get busy with what he leads you to do. Time is short. Part 2. They were there. The elect, chosen of God. They were there with Elohim when they recreated the earth. Many of the elect had previously lived on earth under the rule of Hallel, I spell it the way it's pronounced from Hallel, Lucifer's real name, who was the highest ranking angel empowered by Yahuwah and who had been appointed to rule over all of his creation. Until the rebellion. The elect had lived here on earth and on the other planets in what were angelic civilizations where they lived pretty much as humans do on earth now. I don't know what all the differences and similarities were between the former angelic civilizations compared to the human ones, but at that ancient time Hallel served as the master of praise, the light bearer, and many other things. At that time they had access within this solar system to inhabit the planets and travel through space, nothing was kept from them. They weren't limited to or had fleshly bodies. They possessed and lived in angelic forms. But something started to happen and Hallel's rule became one of rebellion. He wanted to be God, he wanted the worship and praise of the angels to the Most High to be directed toward himself. He coveted their worship and praise and he wanted to be the creator and to be honored and worshipped as God. Hallel contaminated our solar system with his greed and pride. The angels who loved the Lord watched in disgust as Hallel recruited one-third of the angels to join him in his rebellion believing they could all become gods with him as their leader, or Most High. They would attempt their own creations with both animals and what we now know as man. In Ezekiel 28 it says, "You were the anointed cherub that covers, and I had put you in the holy height of God." Hallel was not happy just being a high-ranking cherub with rule over multiple planets. He wanted to be like the Most High God. And you will find the pre-Adamic, prehistoric civilization on this earth within his realm of dominion and rebellion. All of the governing councils of the planets were eventually overthrown by those loyal to Hallel's plans and became co-conspirators as Hallel would attempt to become accepted as the supreme ruler himself. Those loyal to the Most High were removed from their positions by force. Hallel's instigated rebellion became multi-planetary. He already had rule over all the politics and the economics and thus implemented this rebellion under his own authority. But those loyal to the Lord would not going along with him and they resisted and rebelled against Hallel and thus the kingdoms of this universe were divided. Before the rebellion had begun a gladiator and warrior angel named Queen Shazarez, Queen of Fire, who would destroy all things not of Yahuwah with fire, had left the earth to travel and explore the universe. I don't know if the fire is literal or symbolic for something else. Yahuwah said, she was the queen of fire. Queen Shazarez, the leader of many squadrons of angels, had taken off to fly alone through space. When she returned the rebellion by Hallel had started. Disgusted by the turn of events, Shazarez wanted to lead an army of warrior angels against Hallel and overthrow his rule but Yahuwah held her hand back. He would allow Hallel to have his rebellion. Unable to fight, Queen Shazarez met with Queen Rachael and they conspired to gather the angels faithful to Yahuwah and lead an exodus off the planets that Lucifer had taken control over. If they couldn't fight him, they certainly wouldn't live under his rule. Thus, Shazarez took off once again, this time to find a new place for the angels to live. With Shazarez gone, Rachael began organizing the angelic civilizations for the mass exodus that would take place off the planets when Shazarez would return. By that time the dividing line had been drawn and two-thirds of the angels at that time rejected Hallel's attempt to play God. Hallel's attempt to be worshipped as God had failed. During that time many exploits had been done by the angels loyal to Yahuwah as they prepared to leave the planets associated with Hallel's dictatorship rule over them. As many of the male angels became co-conspirators with Hallel the majority of women rejected it and it was Yahuwah's queens who stood up to fight against Hallel and lead Yahuwah's loyal angels to abandon Satan, Earth, and the other planets involved. And I am sure others were involved as well but I can only reveal the things Yahuwah has specifically revealed to me. The queens and the other angels of the Lord's knew his judgment would come as a result of the pride and greed of Hallel who would become known as Satan. They knew the Most High would destroy what he created and they knew they had to leave or be caught in the judgment. The queens worked together with those who chose to stay faithful to Yahuwah and led an exodus off the planets that would come under Yahuwah's judgment. Whether those angels had a hand in the judgment itself, I do not know. The Most High, in seeing their loyalty to Him and efforts to resist and relocate away from Hillel's rebellion, honored their perseverance and rebellion against Him. Queen Shajarez had sought the Most High for help, and He opened His home to all of the angels who remained faithful to Him. Thus the angels of light, those who remained loyal to Yahuwah, were protected in the heavenly home of the Most High as He destroyed in judgment what became the wicked angels of darkness and the planets they had overthrown. Most of us are led to believe that Lucifer's rebellion was a quick event that was quickly put down by the Most High God, but it did not happen that way. The evolutionists were not completely wrong. The Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon, and other types of what we refer to as cavemen or ape men did exist at one time, a concept the Church refuses to even acknowledge. But where everyone has gone wrong is in who created what. Hillel and his conspirators could never accomplish what the Most High would with mankind. And that is why the evolutionists cannot find the missing link. The link between the ape-looking creatures of prehistoric times and the humans we have today, because they were not related nor created by the same hand of the Most High God. They were from Lucifer's attempt at creating their own race of beings. Hillel and his followers also attempted to create their own animals, and that is where we got the dinosaurs and other odd creatures we see in mythology and folklore. The skulls and bones of prehistoric man and animals have been found from this ancient time when Lucifer and his followers were trying to create their own world. We don't know or remember what types of animals they had here to begin with, nor do we know or remember exactly what types are in heaven now, but there were animals of some kind, and it was these beings that Hillel's faction crossbred into the mythological creatures we have heard about, such as the mermaid, unicorn, dinosaurs, etc. Atlantis and Lemuria were cities on Earth where these angels dwelled and developed technology that far surpassed anything mankind has ever had or seen. And they were not confined to Earth, they could travel to distant planets and visit, trade, and cohabitate with the angels who lived on them. In fact, the New World Order is nothing but this ancient planetary Old World Order revived for the last days. Multiplanetary trade and economics became Lucifer's dominion, and he ruled from a distant planet called Rahab. The Bible codes reveal that Lucifer had a mansion or dwelling place on all these planets, including Earth, but his home planet was Rahab, located between Mars and Jupiter, and it was completely destroyed and cast out of our solar system with its inhabitants imprisoned inside of it. Rahab is returning to Earth in these last days and is known more commonly as Nibiru or Planet X, where those imprisoned will be released and allowed to come to Earth to help Lucifer subdue and conquer it. When the Lord judged and destroyed Rahab, He allowed Lucifer and some of his followers to escape. The DNA imprint of humans is November 22, 33, and the angels who rebelled against the Most High haven't been able to duplicate it. It represents the 11 ribs sick, 22 bones in the skull, and the 33 vertebrae of mankind. To this day, these are the most significant numbers for any occult group in existence. After the Most High had had enough of their rebellion, and having given them plenty of time to repent for doing so, He utterly destroyed their homes and civilizations. The planets were all destroyed with hailstones of fire, and those who rebelled were cast into imprisonment or forced to make homes in the inside hollow cavities of their respective planets to live in. As part of their judgment, they lost their angelic looks and appearance and became ugly, grotesque-looking beings. Hillel was spared from imprisonment and became a fugitive from the judgment of Yahuwah. Many who helped plan and implement his coup attempt were also allowed to roam free. Without a place to live other than the hollows of the destroyed planets, they would have to pick up the pieces of what was left and survive on their own. Years would pass. Hundreds, perhaps even thousands or millions. And the Most High would recreate Earth. Those who had led the rebellion against Hillel were with Him when He looked over Earth and would pronounce it would be recreated, but this time, with man made in His own image. It would not be another angelic creation, home for His angelic beings, but a home for mankind. A new creation by Yahuwah. A being created in His own image. Hillel heard of his plans, and upon hearing that this new creation would be created in the image of Yahuwah was overcome with rage and jealousy. He planned to destroy what Yahuwah was going to create and once again attempt to usurp his own authority over it. So he watched as Yahuwah created a new heaven and new earth for mankind and began to make his plans. Yahuwah knew when he recreated the earth that Hillel would once again attempt to take over his creation and be worshipped as God. In fact, he had spared him for that reason. Isaiah 45:7: I form the light, and create darkness, I make peace, and create evil, I the Lord do all these things. Mankind, like the angelic civilization before them, would be created with free will. Yahuwah would use Satan to test them. Who would the people of earth choose to serve? Yahuwah or Satan? It would become a war between the Creator and the created. And this time Hillel would have to work indirectly behind the scenes until his appointed time when he would be allowed to appear on earth and take physical control of it. For 3.5 years Hillel would be allowed to rule over mankind at the end of earth's appointed time before Yahuwah would come to once again, destroy in judgment his creation and all those who joined in Hillel's rebellion against him. As mankind grew and populated the earth, many of the elect, the loyal angels from the previous civilization, chose and sought the Most High to be born as humans and fulfill roles he would appoint them to accomplish as humans on earth. He allowed many of them, if not all, to return throughout the ages as part of mankind. He knew who they were and referred to them as the elect or chosen vessels of honor. Now you know why and how Yahuwah could have names written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of this world. Because he knew those who were his and who he would return to earth to be born of a fleshly body and live as mankind to fulfill his purposes on earth within this new creation. These are the elect. Those who had previously praised, glorified, and honored him despite Hillel's attempt to deceive them and rule over them. The elect of Yahuwah is not about a particular race of people on earth but those from the ancient past who he would specifically send to earth to do his will throughout the ages of the new earth. They were those he would send to earth to help fulfill his plan of bringing his redemption into a world to those who would become under the curse of death and Hillel's indirect and even direct rule. Yes, the elect, the angels who had overcome Hillel's first rebellion would be sent to operate in human flesh, to be born as humans throughout the history of mankind. Would they know who they were? Would they remember their past? If they did, Hillel, now known as the adversary, Satan, was sure to have theology and churches reject them. It would remain a secret of the ages. That just as Yahuwah could send his angels to earth to work directly for him, so could Satan. Satan could send those loyal to him in his rebellion against the Most High to earth born as humans, to accomplish his plans on earth. Thus we would have both vessels of honor and dishonor sent to earth to be born as humans to fulfill specific purposes throughout time. The war was on. A concept once understood, it has been buried during the church age. Knowledge once taken for granted by our Hebrew forefathers. They understood much more than we do now. We have had much knowledge hidden from us. The early church persecutions were instigated and designed by Lucifer himself. Not only was he angry about who Yahushua really was, he had to eliminate the knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah and the knowledge contained by the Israelites and Hebrew people so that it didn't carry through the generations. Lucifer has been and always will be inferior to the Most High. A created being can never be greater than the Creator. Yet he has been working for the past several thousand years for the prophesied time when he will be allowed to come to earth and rule for 42 months. Lucifer is serving the Most High's plans to test mankind. Will mankind serve and follow the Most High or choose to follow the lies and deceptions of Lucifer? In these last days, Satan will be allowed to rise on earth once again. The Bible refers to him as the Antichrist. He will arrive and have his associate the Bible refers to as the false prophet announce that he is God and demand the world worship him, deceiving many on the earth once again. There will be a Luciferian oath of loyalty required to be able to participate in his new world order. Those who refuse to worship his image will be killed. He has been busy planning and preparing over the centuries how he will come to power. As the prince of the air, he has been ruling within the first and second heavens, as he and his millions of fallen angelic forces, now known and referred to as aliens, have been watching and conspiring how to take over the world. Can our government stop it? Can a global government uniting all the world forces together stop it, or are they simply part of the plan? It was during the 20th century when aliens would discover deep caverns in North America and start to infiltrate the underground, subterranean world under the United States. As the United States began building deep underground bases, the aliens saw how they could manipulate these for their own uses and began to make contact with military and political officials. Our earliest records are of a treaty they made with President Roosevelt in 1933. Thus, the beginning of making America their home base of operations for the last days had begun. The fallen angels, after seeing what the Lord created in Adam and Eve, never stopped trying to mimic that creation. However, they could never succeed either. We read in the book of Enoch how a second rebellion among the Most High's angels would occur and they would come to earth to physically cohabitate and reproduce with humans. This would replace their own bioengineering attempts at creation, and they would physically be able to produce children with human women. When the Lord eventually destroyed that rebellious attempt with a flood and drowned them all, he then made it physically impossible for them to procreate with humans. This did not stop them, however, as they would turn to test tube creations, cloning, and soul scalping. And that is where we are today with their attempts to create their own human or master race to outdo Yahuwah's creation and be capable of producing and creating their own. And that is what they are doing in underground bases all over the world today and even in our space stations that have been well concealed from the public. While millions of Lucifer's followers have continued with building their own master race, Lucifer has been involved with the political and economic systems of the world and has created secret societies to work together to bring him into power through a one-world government. His followers have reached beyond just what we know as aliens, but have combined both human government and military factions as well. Yahuwah told me that whenever humans have or had become associated with Satan or his fallen angelic followers, they become possessed by the alien and/or demonic followers of Satan. Demons and aliens are two different things, but both work to enslave, possess, and control mankind, and both groups fall under Satan's authority. This includes those who from secret societies who pledge oaths of loyalty to him or the God of Light, which is Satan masquerading as the real God. In these last days, as we tick down the prophetic clock, Satan's rebellion will be a bit different. This time a majority of civilization will accept Satan as God and only a minority will refuse to. This time Satan will be allowed to kill those who refuse to worship him. In the first rebellion the majority rejected him, in this second one the majority will accept him. Satan has introduced his script to conquer the world as the New World Order. With his personal appearance on earth, he will once again be faced with rebellion and resistance against his authority. However, before he even arrives, he will have to put up with and deal with something he probably wasn't counting on, the return of Queen Shajarez and Queen Rachael. These two, born as humans as the other elect had and have been, would once again stand up to fight against Satan and his followers and warn Yahuwah's people of the coming prophesied events and lead them away from Satan's deceptions in the last days. They're back. They walk the earth today and fight daily against the strongholds of Satan to expose his plans and wake up the sleeping elect of Yahuwah's people. There are many more limitations now, and there are many others of the elect here during these last days with assignments from Yahuwah to fulfill as well. I'm not talking about reincarnation where someone dies and just keeps returning to earth over and over as plant, animal, or human. This is something totally different. This is Yahuwah allowing angels from the past to come to earth and allowing them to be born here as part of mankind and live one lifetime to do his will, whatever that is. And this group is called the elect. If you think you are different, it's because you are. If you feel there is a calling on you, that's because there is. Many of you reading this are part of the elect and need to seek Yahuwah so he can reveal it to you. Today, many of the Lord's elect remnant are sleeping and do not know who they are in him. The only way to learn who you are is to seek him so he can reveal it to you. Sure, there are many being deceived by false visions and prophecies and claiming they are things they are not. You will know them by their fruits and the words they speak, whether they be from Yahuwah or a spirit mimicking him. The Archangel Michael and Gabriel are not speaking to Yahuwah's people today. However, demons masquerading as those two are. Those deceived by visions from beings impersonating the Archangel Michael and Gabriel are abound. That is why it is important to pray for the truth in all things daily and to be kept from evil so that Satan can't sneak in and deceive you. Pray for the truth to be revealed to you in all things. Daily. Seek the Most High and what He would have you to do as part of His resistance army and as the elect working against Satan and the things that are coming. It is time for the remnant of the elect that were sent here for the last days to wake up and go to battle and to step forward as leaders against Satan and his coming arrival here to earth. The elect are warriors. Be as fearless and bold as you once were. People need to prepare for times of suffering ahead as famines and plagues, war and martial law will encompass the earth. When one goes down, others will rise to take their place. Wake up, remnant. The time is now. Many of you know who you are, or think you might know. Seek the Most High for the answers you need so He can reveal them to you and reveal to you who you are in Him. Ask Him. Just as Yahuwah has His elect here, Satan has his former generals and ranking officers with him being born in human bodies, possessing humans, and manipulating governments and militaries to serve him. He also has his own seed line operating on earth. The war is on. Many billions of people are caught in the middle, and these are who we must try to reach for the Most High. Especially those who claim the name of the Lord and sit in Satan's churches operated by his generals, whom I refer to as the beast prophets. We can reach one third of them, but it is a huge job and probably only a remnant of that one third will stay faithful to the Most High. Most are drowning in errors and false doctrines and miserable because they can't figure out who they are. It's a job waking up the elect and preparing the bride, but we can do it. Arm yourselves with Him. The war is on.